Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your...
Kia ora. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures. Living Scriptures is a Christian talk show that relates the Bible, the Word of God, to our daily living. So we pick a passage in the Scripture, the Bible, the Word of God, and we use it to encourage and challenge ourselves. I am one of your anchor for today, Morenike Oladende, and Pastor Charles is also in the studio. Last month, we started a series on lost but found, and we used the story of the prodigal son to show different things that might have been lost in our lives, but by the grace of God, we can find back. Today, we continue in that series. We'll still be looking at lost but found and looking at more treasures that God has secured for us, or because of our carelessness, negligence, we might have lost, but God wants us to be found back. An interesting story that we'll be looking at today is seen in 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1 is the story of how an axe head floats. The company of the prophet said to Elisha, "Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to meet." And he said, "Go." Then one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servants?" "I will," Elisha replied. And he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. "Oh no, my Lord," he cried out. "It was borrowed." The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. "Lift it out," he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. Lost but found.
You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothed yourself with frail humanity.
Happy resurrection, my dear listeners. Month of April is a special one for me and my family. We're happy, we're grateful to Jesus for giving us resurrection. All right, I'm going to read verse 5 once again. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. "Oh no, my Lord," he cried out. "It was borrowed." The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, Elisha caught a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. "Lift it out," he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. Lost but found. The axe head is supposed to be cutting trees. It's not meant for the place where it fell into the rivers. Today we're talking about three things that can happen to a man's purpose. Some people choose to call it destiny, others call it God's plan. And for us, we do also know it's God's assignment for your life. A man's purpose in life could remain unknown or not discovered. A man's purpose could be known but misdirected or diverted into a wrong course. A man's purpose, Number three, could be known, fulfilled, and maximized. I pray for you that your purpose in life will not be lost in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We've been talking about humanity losing both the image of God and his likeness, and as a result, forfeited our dominion, the dedicated authority that God gave us. This depraved and spiritually disadvantaged position has equally made humanity to lose so many other good things, so many other perfect things that comes from God, one of which we are focusing on today, God's plan or purpose for your life. If you miss life opportunities and privileges, it is good. It's not the worst thing that will happen to a man. But to miss God's plan or his purpose is the worst thing, I think, that will happen to anyone. It is like being dead while alive, lost but found.
Lost but found. We'll pause to remind everyone about our monthly healing and deliverance service held at our church venue, Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church, at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, Christ Church in the city center. We look forward to you joining us 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Sunday, but specifically every last Sunday for our healing and deliverance service. We believe God will touch you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's look at the following quotes on purpose and destiny by Miles Monroe. Number one, the substance of life is finding God's purpose and fulfilling it. Until you do that, you are not really living. Number two, purpose is that dream that won't leave you, the passion that won't quit, the idea that is consistent and persistent and won't go away. The greatest tragedy in life is not death, but a life without purpose. It is more tragic to be alive and not know why than to be dead and not know life. Mm. Number five, if the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. Number six, a life undefined is not worth living. Number seven, you are born to be known for something. No matter how small the act may be, if you put your whole life into it, it won't be forgotten. Number eight, God is a God of action based on purpose. Number nine, your perspective to finances should be God-centered, as a tool to fulfillment of purpose, not tool to luxury. Going against purpose may be a personal issue, but it is not private. Others will be affected. Let's look at more. Without a sense of purpose, you are drifting, you drift along. Bored people often found purpose. Number 13, your dream reveal your ability. Acting on your dreams reveal more abilities. Number 14, God tells us where we are going, but he rarely tells us exactly how he will take us there. He gives purpose, but doesn't explain the full process. 15, no one should prophesy into your future what you are not already thinking about.
Mm, I love that.
16, God designed every purpose with his own provision. What he purposes, he provides for. And number 17, you were not born to have too much or too little. You were born to fulfill purpose.
Yeah, welcome back. Lost but found. I'm going to pray for you before we go tonight, this morning. But let me read that scripture once again. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. Oh no, my Lord, he cried out. It was borrowed. The man of God asked, where did it fall? When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. Lift it out, he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. I pray and decree for you that as God supernaturally used Elisha to find the missing axe head, if you have mixed or lost your purpose in life, may supernatural power of God help you to find it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and declare for you that God will give you grace. I mean grace and divine help to recover and regain God's image afresh in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you have victory over sin.
Amen.
I decree and declare over you that may you receive God's grace and divine help also to recover and regain God's likeness.
Amen.
May holiness, the likeness of God, come afresh in your life, in your heart, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and declare for you that God's grace and divine help will be given to you from today to discover, to manifest, to fulfill and manifest God's purpose for your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your purpose in life will not be lost.
Amen.
You will find it.
Amen.
I decree and declare for you that in this month of April, the month of resurrection, that you will march forward.
Amen.
You will make progress.
Amen.
That job will come.
Amen.
Health is received for you.
Amen.
Healing goes to your body right now.
Amen.
God makes a way for you.
Amen.
The heavens open over you.
Amen.
I decree that you will be redeemed from death.
Amen.
You will be redeemed from disasters.
Amen.
You'll be redeemed from financial disasters.
Amen.
You'll be redeemed from diseases.
Amen.
The destiny and the future of your children will be redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And you will have dominion.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center, in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.